This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Vanguard's one of at least a dozen companies, including prominent brands like Allstate, Kellogg, and Warby Parker, that all have recently said they will pull advertising on Breitbart. After Kellogg said it would stop advertising on Breitbart because the site was not aligned with our values as a company, pointing to a publicly available marketing guidelines, Breitbart started a Dump Kellogg's boycott campaign. Walmart settled a lawsuit that accused the company of discriminating against gay and lesbian employees when it denied health insurance benefits to same-sex spouses. Under the deal, Walmart will set aside $7.5 million, mostly to compensate employees affected by the denial of spousal benefits during the 3 years before January 1, 2014. More than 1,000 people may be eligible. U.S. sanctions on Myanmar were lifted that applied to trade in jade and precious stones and to doing business with some of Myanmar's military officials or their affiliates. Republicans in Congress plan to move almost immediately next month to repeal the Affordable Care Act, as Trump promised, but they also are likely to delay the effective date, perhaps beyond 2018, so that they have several years to phase out President Obama's signature achievement. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, seems to have withdrawn efforts to win a statewide recount in Pennsylvania when she was required to post a $1 million bond. Veterans groups were hoping to bring 2,000 Native and non-Native veterans to Standing Rock over the weekend. Bismarck Airport was a beehive. Friends from the Burning Man Festival arrived with $5,000 worth of turmeric and medicinal herbs and oils. A review by the New York Times of tens of thousands of disciplinary cases against New York State inmates in 2015, hundreds of pages of internal reports, and 3 years of parole decisions found that racial disparities were embedded into prison experience. Blacks and Latinos were disciplined at higher rates than whites. They were also sent to solitary confinement more frequently and for longer durations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin was brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.